6 Israelis held over the abduction and killing of 16-year-old Palestinian teenager Mohammed Abu Khader last week have confessed to the murder. Palestinians say the gruesome attack and murder was in revenge of the death of 3 Israeli teenagers in the occupied West Bank last month. Following the death of the settlers, the Israeli police arrested many Palestinians. Rights groups say there is a big discrepancy between the way in which Palestinian and Israeli suspects have been treated under detention.
Israel is trying to find a way in order to sentence them for a certain period and then releasing them. This has happened all the time with the Israeli terrorist crimes that have been committed over the past years, and it will be repeated.
According to many, Tel Aviv conducts harsh collective punishment against the Palestinians, while accountability, indictment, and prosecution for the Israeli settlers and soldiers is something rare.
Israelis, like others, must be bound by international law and respect the rights of children. The way Israelis treat the Palestinian children is a form of discrimination. They attack, arrest, and torture the children with impunity. So the international community should take a step. Unfortunately, until now, they have not put pressure on Israel to stop crimes against children.
The brutal murder of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Khader last week, who was burnt to death, sparked mass protests throughout the occupied Palestinian territories. The Israeli atrocities have continued amid silence of major powers and international bodies. No concrete action has been taken to stop the Israeli crimes. 3 of the 6 Israelis who have been detained have now confessed to the murder of Mohammed Abu Khader. However, Palestinians remain sceptical that justice will be served and that they will gain appropriate punishment for these crimes. Observers argue that the Israelis enjoy a level of immunity and they can do what they like to Palestinians. Nell Byrne for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.